When McKinsey Comes to Town by Bogdanich and Forsyth. The one-sentence summary. The hidden influence of the world's most powerful consulting firm has made the world more unequal, more corrupt, and more dangerous. What the book says. The authors are investigative reporters for the New York Times and have obtained a substantial amount of inside information to complete the picture. McKinsey and Company have earned billions consulting for almost every major corporation in the world, and countless governments. Shielded by non-disclosure agreements, their practices have remained vague until now. Their work includes ruthless cuts to the NHS, troubleshooting for big oil, incentivizing the prescription of opioids, executing Trump's immigration policies that put children in cages, and advising some of the world's most unsavory despots. McKinsey talk a lot about values, which helps them appeal to a younger generation of idealistic recruits concerned about issues like global warming, inequality, and racial justice. But by dissipating power to senior partners all round the world, each of whom operate independently and don't divulge what they're up to, these so-called values are used in pretty much any direction they like and essentially equate to a philosophy of wealth without guilt. Although named after its founder, its spiritual leader was Martin Bauer, who joined in 1933. He insisted they call it a firm, not a company, that it run a practice, not a business, and that client work should be an engagement, not a job. By the 1960s, their philosophy was to wedge yourself into a client company and spread like an amoeba. Their 1950 study into pay levels in the USA helped spawn one of the most corrosive issues today: income and wealth inequality. In 1950, the CEO of a typical large company made 20 times more than a production worker. By 2020, CEOs made 350 times as much. One of the most common approaches they use is to play both sides of the same issue. As recently as 2017, they have been found to be advising both state councils and their healthcare providers, receiving hefty fees from both parties without the other knowing, all under the guise of client confidentiality. Often this is only revealed after court cases demanding information that reveals all. For a company that presents itself as a voice for healthcare reform, McKinsey has remained silent in the fight against cigarettes, vaping, and opioid abuse. That's because it has clients in all three sectors. Another low was their involvement with the USA's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, better known as ICE. Footage circulated online of children screaming in cages when separated from their parents as a result of Trump's policy against Mexicans in particular. Another was helping the Chinese government, via one of its own companies, to build military installations on islands in the South China Sea, creating direct conflict with the US government's overseas security policy.